Exam skills. Listening paper. Part 3. Exercise 1B.
Francis, I'm interested in how you know whether your customers are happy or not.
Well, I suppose I've got two types of customer, really. The outlets, the hairdressers and beauty salons who buy my products, and the end users, you know, the people who actually buy the products from the outlets.
Mm-hmm.
These people tend to tell their hairdresser or beauty therapist more or less how they feel. I mean, I don't get a market researcher going round or anything like that, but at least I do send out a questionnaire twice a year to the outlets for them to fill in. So I do have a sort of semi-formal system. And it works quite well. I mean, people tell me what they think, you know.
Do you have any typical difficulties with your customers?
Well, I suppose there are a few who take their time paying, but they're the minority, really. And I'm pretty understanding. I mean, we've all had cash flow problems from time to time. And if you're understanding, you know, people get over them.
Mm.
Most people, though, are pretty decent and pay straight out cash on the nail. Then there are the types, especially older men, who expect my products to make them look 30 years younger than they are, which is a bit unrealistic. Actually, though, the main problem is that the market is highly seasonal, something you wouldn't expect. But people only seem to worry about their appearance at the beginning of the summer when they're thinking of going to the beach.
And how do you go about winning new customers?
People tell each other, basically. I have a website, of course. Everyone has to have one of those nowadays. I've never used things like junk mail or advertising because, really, they're not cost-effective in my line of work. So, basically, I rely on selling a good product and letting the news get round on the grapevine.
But do you get any customers at all from your website?